Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the signs of spring these last few days. And, we'll probably get cold again and it'll be warm. The one thing that I always am reminded of in this time when things start blooming is that allergies are right around the corner, and I started kind of working my way through that. So, you know, ever how much we complain about whatever is happening, it's part of our reality, part of our life. But at the same time, it has been absolutely gorgeous outside, and I hope that you've had a chance to at least, you know, kind of look out the window and see things, or maybe kind of get outside. I'm really excited about spring, and we are right at the doorstep here as we enter into this last week of Lent. This week we call Holy Week. That starts this Sunday with Palm Sunday. And so we will be working our way through, as we have during this really kind of fast season of Lent. That's how I've experienced it. It's really kind of been just kind of this roller coaster going downhill. And we are at a place where we will be concluding our Lenten series about the miracles that you find in the Gospel of John, the things that Jesus does that are miraculous in the Gospel of John, and how they teach us and kind of point to the very beautiful realities of the abundant life, the Zoe, the Greek word Zoe, that God is looking to offer to us. And so I'm really excited that we are going to step into this really important week. And so this Sunday, we will we'll gather together at church. We will have palm branches and young people, and it will be just kind of this kind of great moment of singing Hosanna and remembering this powerful moment of Jesus entering into Jerusalem. I'm going to read that for you in just a moment. It comes from this time we're reading from Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21. And we'll start with verse 1 and work our way up to about verse 11. And I'm reading to you from the Common English Bible. This is what I'll be reading from to tell the story about Palm Sunday right at the beginning of our worship service, right as we're walking in with those palms. The story goes like this. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus gave two disciples a task. He said to them, "Go into the village over there. As soon as you enter, you'll find a donkey tied up and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say, 'The Lord needs it.'" He sent them off right away. Now, this happens to fulfill what the prophet said, "Say to daughter Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble, and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the donkey's offspring." The disciples went and did just as Jesus had ordered them, and they brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid their clothes on them, and then he sat on them. Now, a large crowd spread their coats, their clothes, on the road, and others cut down palm branches, cut them off the trees, and spread them on the road. So you can imagine what this looks like. The crowd in front of them and behind them shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. "Who is this?" they said. And the crowds answered, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Now, that's how the week begins. And it is a long journey through what we know will happen next. Because as much as we will celebrate, and we'll do some of that celebration on Sunday, we also know that as the week progresses, the controversy that surrounds Jesus gets bigger and bigger. There's plots hatched to kill him, to capture him and to kill him. We got to get rid of this guy. And then as the week progresses, when we get to Thursday, we'll remember how Jesus gathered with his disciples around the Passover table and how he metaphorically changed everything. He told them, I'm going to do this for you, and I want you to understand that the work that you have to do is to love like I'm doing. And he will enact that right there in front of them. And then on Thursday night, we'll remember that. We have a service at 7 p.m. And then on Friday, we will remember how that after he had that meal, that Last Supper with his friends, his disciples, that Jesus is captured. He has a moment of prayer. He talks to God about what is happening here. He's honest about how he feels. And then, you know, he's captured. They capture him. They take him basically to trial. He is put in front of the local authorities. They send him to the local Roman authorities and the local Jewish authorities. They go back and forth, and ultimately the decision is made to kill him. I'm being really short. There's lots of detail here, and we're going to talk about it this week at the services. So on Friday, we will have a remarkable moment of remembering those events that led up to his death. His suffering and his death are remembered on Friday. And we're going to do that in our sanctuary in a beautiful way with poetry, amazing music, and incredible art that will reflect these moments. Then we have these hours that lead up to the celebration on Sunday. We'll talk about that next week. But this Holy Week, this is when we remember and remember well, and I hope that you'll do that. Now, on Sunday, we'll also be remembering a real pivotal story as we come back to the sermon series that we've been working our way through, the seven miracles in the Gospel of John and what they're kind of pointing to in terms of the abundant life that God has offered. And we will remember the moment of Jesus's work to resurrect Lazarus. And so an amazing story. We'll talk about that on Sunday. I really hope that you'll be able to join us on Sunday. Bring a young person for sure, and also bring a friend. And as we work our way through this Holy Week experience, you know, be with us. It's really important that we kind of have a full memory, a full opportunity to reflect on the deep actions of love that happened during the course of Holy Week. And then, you know, it's the party. It's the celebration of Easter that we will all be looking forward to, not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday. And I really hope that you'll invite your family and friends and you know, somebody that needs to kind of come and hear that good news. We'll have a great celebration of our Lord. And they'll have a great place to be part of that. We'll have sunrise service at 6:30, and then we will have our regular worship service. Well, it won't be regular, for sure. It'll be extra on that Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. You can be with us live, face-to-face, or you can join us online. We would love to have you with us in any way that you can. And on this Sunday, this Palm Sunday, I want to encourage you to maybe kind of get there just a tad bit early. We'll be kind of getting everybody together. Certainly, we want the young people to have access to the palm branches. We'll have palm branches for everybody, and we will have this, you know, kind of great moment of a parade. We'll remember that very parade that Jesus enters into as he goes into Jerusalem, and they're crying out, "Help us, Jesus! Save us, Jesus!" Because we can't do it for ourselves. So I hope that you will join us this Sunday. I hope that you'll join us throughout this entire week. May you find those moments during the course of the week to be fruitful reminders, helpful reminders of your place in all this and how Jesus's place in all this is rooted most fundamentally in love and grace for you and me. So listen, that's all the time I have for this week. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care of yourself.